Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the success of humanity lies in collective strength and not on the battlefield. Speaking at a summit of the future at the United Nations General Assembly yesterday, Modi pitched for reforms in global institutions to ensure global peace and development. Expressing concern about terrorism and emerging threats, the Prime Minister said, "Terrorism continues to be a serious threat to global peace and security." He added that cyber security, maritime and space are emerging as new threats, new theaters of conflict. Modi stressed that global action must match global ambition. The Prime Minister also highlighted the poverty alleviation measures taken in the country, saying that 25 crore people have been lifted out from poverty in the period of Modi government. Chief Minister Nipirio, along with Advisor for Water Resources, Government of Nagaland, Tongbang Ozikam, met the Union Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, yesterday in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Chief Minister said the meeting highlighted matters related to water management projects in the state. Union Minister C.R. Patil on social media added that various water issues of the state were discussed in detail, including strengthening of flood management programs, repair, renovation, and revival of reservoirs. It also discussed on making small irrigation projects more effective. Patil said that it was also agreed to take important steps towards ensuring water security by constructing new water storage tanks. Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temton Imnalong, who is also state spokesperson, yesterday emphasized the need for a primary meeting between the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, and the Eastern Nagaland Legislators Union, ENLU. He said this while speaking to media, which was in the backdrop of ENPO urging state government to comment on draft proposal for the Frontier Naga Territory, FNT. Along said, the ENPO's concerns are valid, but it is essential for their representatives to discuss what is feasible before presenting their views to the Chief Minister Nipirio and the State Cabinet. He said the government is committed to inclusivity with regard to the demands of Eastern Nagas and highlighted the importance of maintaining Nagaland's social and traditional fabric. Along commented on the working committee of NNPG's opposition to appointing a new interlocutor for the Naga political issue. And Union Minister for Development of North Eastern Region, Jyoti Raditya Sindhya, has said that in the last 10 years, an amount of 5 crore rupees have been spent by 54 ministries of the Modi government in the North Eastern states. Sindhya also informed that the budgetary allocations to donor ministry have been increased from 2,332 crore rupees in 2014 to 5,892 crore rupees, now registering a growth of around 152 crore rupees. The Union Minister was addressing a press conference on the achievements of his ministry in 100 days. Speaking about the progress of railway infrastructure, Sindhya added that where the commissioning of rail lines in 2014 was only 67 kilometers, it has now reached 180 kilometers annually. He also said that 19 projects worth 82,000 crore rupees have also been sanctioned. Speaking about road connectivity, the minister said that projects worth 42,000 crore rupees for 5,000 kilometers have been completed. Sindhya added that under Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, 46,000 kilometer roads in rural areas amounting to 50,000 crore rupees have been constructed in the northeastern region. On air connectivity, there were only 9 airports in 2013-14, and now the number has gone up to 17 in this region. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.